Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. The Islamic Propagation Office at Rabwa, www.islamhouse.com, is pleased to present to you this lecture.
مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The words of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability, and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. My khutbah today about one of the basics of this religion. It is obligation upon every Muslim to know who is his God, who is his Lord. And it is obligation upon every Muslim, male or female, to shahada, that means converted to Al-Islam, or he born as a Muslim, to know about Al-Islam. And it is obligation upon every Muslim, regardless if he is a new shahada or that he born Muslim, to know who is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is three things that you have to know. This is the basic of your deen. To know Allah, the one that you worship. And to know Al-Islam, the way how to worship. And to know about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is your example and your leader, and your way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you, for your deed to be accepted. Therefore, we need to clarify some kind of the definition today about the deen. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. The wasiyah of the Prophet Ibrahim. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim, be a Muslim, come to Allah in a state of submission. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, I submit and surrender myself to Allah, the Lord of all the alameen. So, we understand some people talking about Islam, religion of peace. Islam means peace. Islam doesn't mean peace. Or the word Islam doesn't mean peace. This is misguidance and this is a misunderstanding, regardless if somebody said it intentionally or fabricated with a other motivation. Islam, a religion of submission. Islam means to submit and to surrender yourself totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what been enjoined on all the prophets before. That what you call is Christianity, or what is supposed to be derived later on to develop to be a Christianity or Judaism or any other belief, the basic of everything is a total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means a person to free his own will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you be willing to do what Allah is saying. Now when you do this, now you are a Muslim. That means you are the person who accept willingly to submit yourself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim, make peace. Allah said to him, أَسْلِمْ. Be a Muslim. What does this mean, be a Muslim? 5 times of prayers, 5 pillars of Islam. He said to him, be a Muslim. That means give yourself, give your time, give your emotion, give your feeling, give your understanding. Be as Allah wants. So the answer from Ibrahim alayhi salam, he didn't say, peace back to you, Allah, or I'm going to be a peacemaker. He said, قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Which everything had made also submission to Allah. The trees, the mountains, same thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He called in the heaven and the earth, the mountains and everything, come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, قَالَتَا أَبَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. They said, we came in a total submission to Allah. The mountains is doing what Allah is saying. The heaven is doing what Allah is saying. The earth is doing, the land, doing what Allah commands them and what Allah created them. That means a total obedience to Allah. So that has nothing to do with peace or war. Islam means a total submission to Allah. So the samawat, the heaven came in a total submission to Allah. The earth came in a total submission to Allah. Even the animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them for purpose and benefit of a human being. وَالْخَيْرَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَ. Allah created the donkeys and the mules and the camels and the cattle and all the things. For what purpose Allah saying? For you to ride on it. And also to take it as a means of decoration. Because they take birds, they take animals, they take things, horses, for decoration, for fun. So they did not come, you don't see a camel, which is that about 12 feet high, a little boy, take him and lead him and go and carry and ride over it. The camel doesn't knock down the people, the camel doesn't run away from the people, he said no. So those animals, they accepted the responsibility that been created for, they came in a total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything to be willing to submit to His will without a choice. They know for why they've been created. Now the human being and the jinn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the free will. So when they come to submit, they will do it in their own will and their own choice, or otherwise they will reject. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Jannah and Nar. Jannah and Nar is not for the animals, it's not for the birds, it's not for the cats. It's for jinn or mankind or both. Why? because those are the ones that Allah gives them the freedom of a choice. Submit or don't submit. So it doesn't talk about peace. It talks about that you accept or you reject. That you want to be Abdullah and Amatullah, or you want to be Abdullah or Abd al-Shaytan. What do you want to be? If قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Submit to Allah. Say أَسْلَمْ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Because he knows that all the alameen is submitting to Allah. So Ibrahim a.s. said, I submit, I surrender myself that I'm here to be obedient and willing to carry whatever Allah tells me. Now, as a result of this, now Ibrahim alayhi salam and Yaqub, they learn the lesson and they take it to their generation and their families and those who come after them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَيَعْقُوبُ بَنِيهِ that Ibrahim alayhi salam before he died, he teaches the lesson to their children. And also Yaqub alayhi salam, he's teaching this to his children. So the Prophet, they choose it, they surrender themselves, their willing is to go according what Allah telling them to do. If it's right, it's right. If it's left, it's left. To go straight, sit down, stand up, we win. So of Allah subhanahu. Allah has chosen their religion for you. So what is the religion? فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ So don't die unless you are in a state of submission. So if he say to you salah, you make salah. If he say to you cover, you cover. If he tell you, you understand, stay away from you, we stay away. This what is the deen. This is what the deen is. So there is no relationship between the word Islam and the word peace. Otherwise, it's a misunderstanding, this misconception. This not has nothing to do with the word peace. Now, does Islam talk about peace and war? This is a different subject. This is not our subject. But our subject here to clarify the understanding. What is the deen? What the deen that Allah has accepted from Jesus, from Moses, from all the generation before, as well as from the last ummah, is the deen of submission. الإذان لله تبارك وتعالى الإنقياد لأمر الله تبارك وتعالى This what it is to be a surrender yourself totally willingly with your own will to the will of Allah سبحانه وتعالى فالإسلام لغة الإنقياد والإذان وهو الاستسلام لله تبارك وتعالى بالتوحيد والإنقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله This is what is the deen This is what is Islam is about. It's for you to have a total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Tawheed. The only master and the only one to legislate for you and give you direction and way of living is Allah. And to be willing to be led by Allah's command. To be total obedience to what He says. To stay away from the haram and to do what Allah. And to free yourself from the kuffar and the kufr. Because as long as you're attaching yourself to the system of kuffar, of the kuffar, you are not freeing yourself for Allah. So Islam means to divorce everything. Islam means to divorce everything that is not Islam. And what's Islam is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just saying. This is what is the deen. Inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen. This is what Allah had to choose. Inna deen inda Allah is Islam. So the deen with Allah is a total submission. This deen of Islam, it has three branches. This deen of Islam, the deen, it has the Islam, has the Iman, has the Ihsan. And when you bring all this together, this will be the deen that Allah is pleased with you. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ What kind of deen that Allah wants from us? Islam, total submission. What it is Islam? Iman and Ihsan. And the Islam is stand in five pillars. To testify that La ilaha illallah. Which also another misconception and misunderstanding. There is no God but God. The correct understanding of Shahada to testify, to be a witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for you there is no God but God, this is not. People have different alih in their life. People have different gods in their life. People have different ways and system they surrender themselves to it. Equal to Allah or more than Allah. So when you testify that la ilaha illallah, that you don't make uluhiyya to anyone, and that they don't see anyone to be a true ilah, worthy of your devotion and your submission, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of it, that no one has the right to legislate except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is part of al-Islam that you pray five times a day. It is part and one of the pillars of al-Islam that you fast Ramadan. It is part of al-Islam and part of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you give the zakah. It is part of al-Islam that you fast Ramadan. It is part of al-Islam that you make hajj if you have the means. This part of the deen, this one section of the deen that you come with the Islam, pillars of Islam, and also to be in the deen of Allah, and to be a Muslim, that means you surrender yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to have iman. And sometimes in the deen, and in the book, and in the hadith, in the Quran, he may talk about Islam and meant iman. Or he talk about iman and this will mean Islam. So, إِذَا اشْتَمَعَ لَا اِفْتَرَقَ وَإِذَا افْتَرَقَ اشْتَمَعَ. That means if the term Islam and Iman come together, it has two different meanings. One is telling you about Salah and Zakah, and one is telling you about belief. One telling you how to do from the outside, and one tells you about what goes with the heart. But if the Hadith or the verse say Islam, that means include everything. Include the Salah and include belief in the angels. Include fasting of Ramadan and include also believing in the books. And if you say Iman didn't talk anything about Islam, that it talks also about Islam and Iman. So if the two terms came together, they have two different meanings. And if one term only came, that means include everything. And this Iman also appears that antumina billahi wa malaikati wa kutubihi wa rasuli. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَضَاءِ وَالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِ وَشَرِّ مِنَ اللَّهِ. It is the basics of this deen, that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To believe in the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To believe in the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To believe in resurrection, real resurrection after death. Not in metaphorical. Not resurrection of the mind. Not the resurrection of the states, not the resurrection of civilization, a real resurrection. You have to understand you're going to be revived again. The soul will come back to the same body and you're going to be stand there before Allah. One by one, وَيَأْتِينَا فَرْضًا. Same way that you're going to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One by one, you're going to be questioned. Otherwise, the honorable person and the thief and the criminal person will be living the same, equal. أَفَنَشْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. Are we going to make the criminals equal to the Muslims? No way. So it has to be a real resurrection. It has to be this part of the justice and the fairness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be a real resurrection and your soul coming to the same body. You're going to be the same person. You're going to become before Allah. Your soul is not going to be a cat or going to be in a dog or be in something else. And for you to believe also in the predestination, the faith, the good and the bad is from Allah. And this Iman, which is part of the deen that you commanded to be honest, there's levels as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying. That the iman will be 70 shu'bah. And the highest of it is this iman and faith and belief is 72 branches. Or 70 some branches. The highest of it is the uttering of La ilaha illallah. To believe that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lowest of it, removing the harmful things from the way of the people. Imatatul adhan al-tariq. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. To be bashful, male or female, is part of iman. To have a haya. To have a haya, the way how you talk. The way how you look. The way how you dress. The way how you deal with the people, you have to have haya. Something called haya is a feeling that will make you a distance from things that is not supposed to be said or be done. وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. So all this is part of the deen that Allah wants you to be in it. And now comes the last stage of this deen, which is al-ihsan. And been described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Now the highest of all this, that you come to the state of ihsan. That you come in a total submission and you be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him as if He's in front of you. That you're watching Him, you're looking at Him. So when your master is there or your chief is there, or your boss is there, you know how you're going to be doing. So now you come with all the salah and zakah and siyam and hajj, and you will do it in perfection. You do it right. Because you get the feeling that Allah is looking at you. Or you reach the stage that you're looking to Allah. But if you could not reach to this stage, be aware that Allah is looking at you. That Allah sees you. So if you don't see Allah as if He's standing in front of you, you be aware that He's looking at you. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. This is the deen, al-Islam, total submission. A total surrender to Allah. Not to lust. Not to your opinion. Not to the constitution. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Do you see the one who take his God, his ilah, his desire? And this is what's happening with many places, with many people, with many communities, with many individuals, with many societies. Their ilah, the one that they submit to it, is not Allah. It's the Congress. It's the constitution. It's what if the people come, the majority. This is not Islam. Allah said, وَلَا تَمُتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. A total submission to Allah. When you buy, when you sell, when you married, when you divorce, when you fight, when you're in peace, that you have to be in a total submission to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that we understand what is our deen. What is the requirements of Muslim to be a Muslim? And how that we can come to a stage of a submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only way that you can be saved. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to visit a neighbor because he was sick, and this was a Jew. The child was about to die, he was sick. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to visit him for purpose of da'wah. And when he went, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave him da'wah. And he said to him to take shahada. So the boy, the little boy, he looked to his father. And he said to him, the father said to the child, Ati Abu al-Qasim. Obey the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because they knew that the Prophet is haq. It's true. They have no doubt about it. And part of the love of this father to his son, he knows that he's about to die. He told him, obey Abu al-Qasim. So when the child took shahada, immediately before he died, what did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say as a comment of this? He said, الحمد لله الذي أنقذه من النار. It's praise due to Allah that he has saved this child from hellfire. Because if you die without taking shahada, without being on a state of Islam and submission, that you accept Allah to be your God, that means Allah is the one, he is your master, the one who dictates to you, you go to hellfire. And the Prophet ﷺ made this clear, that any person, whatever you believe, as he's saying, the meaning that ما من يهودي ولا نصراني يسمع به ولا يؤمن به إلا كان في النار. There is no Jew or a Christian who hear about me and he doesn't believe in me unless he would go to hellfire. So the only way, brother, that we are going to be saved, that we accept, that we accept Islam. But we're not to accept the Islam that we Muslims and change our names, go spend $110 and stand down in the city hall so you can change your name. It's reality. It's the way how you live. The way how you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way how you deal with the people. And you know that Islam forbids injustice, stealing, fornication, adultery, keeping usury. So this what means is anu lillah, istislam lillah, surrender to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But go and change your name and spend $120 or whatever it is and you come now, I'm a Muslim. Where is your behavior? Where is your iman? Where is your ihsan? Where is your 5-time prayers? We have to understand who do we worship and how we worship and the means of worship. This is something very important. We could not be changing names or locations and we remain married to the same system because it is part of being a Muslim that you separate yourself from the kufr, the ideology of kufr and from the kuffar. Otherwise you're going to be married to it and you want to be married to Islam, there is no religion in this way. That you're going to be a kafir or you're going to be a Muslim. You could not have two masters. You have to have one, and this what is it? La ilaha illallah. You could not have Allah and the constitution. You could not have Allah and your desire. You could not have Allah and the French law. You could not. It doesn't go like this. So when you take a step to Islam, you're divorcing everything else. And the only book and the only direction and everything, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. And if you don't have a submission and surrender to Allah, what kind of deen you got? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying in the hadith, which is reported by An-Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu anhu, called, ضرب الله مثلا صراطا مستقيما وعلى جنبتي الصراط سوران فيهما أبواب مفتحة وعلى الأبواب سطور مرخاة وعلى باب الصراط داع يقول يا أيها الناس ادخلوا الصراط جميعا ولا تعوجوا وداع يدعو في جوف الصراط فإذا أراد أحدكم فتح شيء من تلك الأبواب قال ويلك لا تفتحه فإنك إن تفتحه تلجه والصراط الإسلام والسوران حدود الله تبارك وتعالى والأبواب المفتحة محارم الله تعالى وذلك الداعي على رأس الصراط كتاب الله عز وجل والداعي من فوق الصراط واعظ الله في قلب كل مسلم. This hadith in the collection of Imam Ahmad, in the musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayh, and the hadith is authentic. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say Allah brought forward an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forward example for you. A straight path. On the side of this path, or this bridge, there is two fence. You got a road, a bridge, and in each side you have a fence or a wall. And in this fence there is gates open and there is curtains on top of each one. Upon the Sirat, in the beginning of the Sirat, there is a collar. And in the end, there is another collar there. the ones that in the beginning, he's calling and say, oh people, come on the sirat, come on the bridge and keep it straight. Don't go right, don't go left. And in the end also there is another caller. When one of you approaches the fence, that's the side on the sirat, and they try to open one of the gates, he said to him, be careful, don't. Because if you open, you will step in. He said, woe to you, don't get to this door, stay away. Otherwise, you will be getting in. The sirat and the bridge is al-Islam. The fence, the two fences to the side is the limits of Allah. This gates and this door that on the side is the forbidden acts that Allah had forbid. The corner in the beginning is the book of Allah telling you, stay away, adultery, fornication, stealing, gambling, usury, cheating, don't. Because you step in, you will be in. And the other corner that is the end of the sirat is the sensation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the heart of the believers. Even cats and animals, they know what is right, what is wrong. Cats and animals, they know. As a result of this, when you give the cat something to eat, and you give it with your own will, out of your goodness, the cat will sit and eat it there. When the cat jumps through the window of your kitchen and steals this piece of a chicken or fish, it will take the fish and run away to eat it someplace else. Because cats know what's right, what's wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a call for you to tell you what's right and wrong. In the book of Allah, the deen of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah, and it's still something there even if it is not clear to you. You don't have a teacher, you don't have a scholar, you don't. It's still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made something that it doesn't feel good. You say, I feel something wrong about it. You know. Because you know Islam in general is about cleanliness, about purity. Doesn't know what you know, if it's very haram or not. You still do it and you know that. You have a feeling inside. This ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the heart of the believer, the heart of the Muslim. Even if you don't have a sheikh there to teach you, you will feel. There is some ill feeling, you don't feel good about it. Because you know that is not right. And whenever you open one of these gates, now you're breaking the limits of Allah. And the moment that you step in, this is the danger for you. So my dear respected brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, we choose to submit willingly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who say that Islam will spread by the sword, what about half of this room here? Who put a gun in your head and made you Muslim? Those people who converted in America as example, in England, everywhere. Where is the sword of Ali or the sword of Khalid or the sword of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's nothing but a bunch of lies. Where are the swords? In a country like this, with so-called freedom of speech and freedom of belief and freedom of everything, what made these people to become Muslims? So what on? If you choose to be a Muslim with your only choice, nobody has put gun in your head. So now you need to know what this Islam is about. And you need to spend your time and you need to cherish this deen by giving some time towards this deen and to show some kind of dedication to this deen. It's not a matter again to go to the city hall and change your name. It is commitment. It is a choice that you made. And this means that you are willing to submit yourself with your own will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't cause us to die unless we are in a state of a total submission to Him. Ameen. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم: قد أفلح من أسلم ورزق كفافا وقنعه الله بما آتاه. الطافت صلى الله عليه وسلم in حديث which in the collection of الإمام مسلم saying: قد أفلح من أسلم ورزق كفافا وقنعه الله بما آتاه. Only success for those who had became Muslims. Means of success is to be a Muslim, not by name. Live Islam, live Iman, live Ihsan. Act and behave as a Muslim, as a believer, as a Muhsin. The second thing of being successful, that your rizq is sufficient. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a little bit which he make it. They say, it's good enough. When it goes too much and we keep running behind the dunya, you run behind the dunya, you leave behind you the akhirah. One of the main blessings and for you to be successful, that Allah give you qana'ah, give you satisfactory feeling in your heart with whatever Allah give you. The moment that we're looking for 15 hours and 16 hours and 18 hours working, although that we have it, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something, and I repeat it again. Gaining money and collecting money is not a goal in this life. Most of us living in America, we are in a danger condition, in a serious condition, because we're making the work, the degree, i.e. the dollar, to be a target. This not a target, this is a means. This is a means. As a result of this, you will see some Muslims that they born Muslims, raised Muslims, came from Islamic countries, they sell them khamr nowadays. That you see some people, their business nothing but a riba and usury. You see some Muslims, they are not even going to mosque. They are not even making Jum'ah. You may see them in Eid. It's so dangerous. You, when you became a Muslim, Islam teaching you qana'ah, to be satisfied, to be content. To such a degree that we sell haram stuff. They sell haram stuff. Some people even selling pictures of Jesus. Some people painting pictures. Some people selling crosses. And these people Muslims. Some people selling statues. Why? You got a car? Take you from the house to the flea market. So be happy. You have somebody to say, why is the cross? Why is this statue sitting on your table? Why is this picture that's supposed to be Jesus? وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. You have to have the qana'ah. And brothers, if we are not going to learn qana'ah and be content with the little bit that Allah gave us, we're going to keep running behind this dunya, keep running behind it, we're never going to be happy. We never. Why? Because we took the means of happiness to be money. Means of happiness that Allah is pleased with you. Means of happiness that you made your salah with jama'ah. You'll be happy when the blessing come. And when you feel sad, when you do the sayyi'ah. This is means of happiness. When you do something you know that pleasing to Allah, now you'll feel that your heart open, expanded. When you do something displeasing to Allah, you feel the darkness and you feel that your chest is tight, your heart's tight. Not because when you get $100, now you got a smile, and when you lose the $10, it's now you're making a face. We have to understand that this dunya and whatever in it is a mean of a test. So the qana'ah, satisfied, to be satisfied and to be content, is one of the means of success. Make time for salah. Make time for the mosque. Make time to be with your family. Make time for yourself. If you are not going to be making time to yourself and your family and for your deen, it will come in soon, more than what you can imagine. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam already had told us, if you have one valley of gold, you will wish for the second. You get two valley of gold, you will wish for the third. You're never going to say stop. Why? Because you are not teaching yourself to stop. You have a dinner. You have a car to take you to your factory. You have a family, children and wife. Say Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. This 2-3 hours that you're going to work outside to bring about $15 more, your family will appreciate it more. And if your family doesn't appreciate this hour that you're sitting with them, because they are not also learning qana'ah. We need to learn the deen. The deen is what's going to change our life. It's going to bring happiness to our life. We need to learn about iman, brothers. The Prophet ﷺ said 70-some. How many of the iman, the branches of iman that you know, and how many of them that you try to practice? The highest of this is that testified that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. The lowest of it, to remove the harmful things from the way of the believers, and al-haya, shu'batun min al-iman. Be shy and be bashful. Don't do shameful things. And don't do things, especially in public, especially coming in the Islamic center or to a mosque and you're smoking a cigarette, or no headpiece, or a woman wearing a pants, or a man who talking to a woman that's not his wife for no reason. We have to have a sense of feeling of being shy, being bashful, to have haya, because haya and iman are twins. When one of them leave, the other will leave. When one of them depart, the other person will depart. Learn about how to lower your gaze. Learn how to conduct yourself in public. Learn how to deal with the Muslims and non-Muslims, because this is a blessing, this deen. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen and selected for you the way of living. The way how you conduct yourself. So don't die unless you are in a state of submission. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم في الصلاة.
In conclusion, we ask Allah that He brings you benefit through this lecture. For more information, you may contact us through the following address. The Islamic Propagation Office, Rabwa, P.O. Box 29465, Riyadh, 11457, Saudi Arabia. Phone 445-4900. Also 491-6065. Fax 497-0126. If you would like to listen to more beneficial lectures, feel free to visit our website at www.islamhouse.com. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 445-4900. Also 491-6065. Fax 497-0126. If you would like to listen to more beneficial lectures, feel free to visit our website at www.islamhouse.com. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته